Chapter 9. Abimelech the son of Jerubbaal went to Shechem to his mother's brothers, and spoke with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying, "Please speak in the ears of all the lords of Shechem, is it better for you that all the sons of Jerubbaal, who are 70 persons, rule over you, or that one rule over you? Remember also that I am your bone and your flesh." And his mother's brothers spoke of him in the ears of all the lords of Shechem all these words, and their hearts inclined to follow Abimelech, for they said, "He is our brother." They gave him 70 pieces of silver out of the house of Baal-berith, with which Abimelech hired vain and light fellows, who followed him. He went to his father's house at Ophrah, and killed his brothers the sons of Jerubbaal, being 70 persons, on one stone. But Jotham the youngest son of Jerubbaal was left, for he hid himself. And all the lords of Shechem assembled themselves together, and all Beth Millo, and went and made Abimelech king by the oak which is found at the pillar in Shechem. And when they told it to Jotham, he went and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim, and lifted up his voice, and cried, and said to them, "Listen to me, you lords of Shechem, that God may listen to you." The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, "Reign you over us." But the olive tree said to them, "Should I leave my fatness, with which by me they honor God and man, and go to wave back and forth over the trees?" The tree said to the fig tree, "Come, and reign over us." But the fig tree said to them, "Should I leave my sweetness, and my good fruit, and go to wave back and forth over the trees?" The tree said to the vine, "Come, and reign over us." The vine said to them, "Should I leave my new wine, which cheers God and man, and go to wave back and forth over the trees?" Then all the trees said to the bramble, "Come, and reign over us." The bramble said to the trees, "If in truth you anoint me king over you, then come and take refuge in my shade, and if not, let fire come out of the bramble, and devour the cedars of Lebanon. Now therefore, if you have dealt truly and righteously, in that you have made Abimelech king, and if you have dealt well with Jerubbaal and his house, and have done to him according to the deserving of his hands, for my father fought for you, and risked his life, and delivered you out of the hand of Midian, and you are risen up against my father's house this day, and have slain his sons, 70 persons, on one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his female servant, king over the lords of Shechem, because he is your brother. If you then have dealt truly and righteously with Jerubbaal and with his house this day, then rejoice you in Abimelech, and let him also rejoice in you. But if not, let fire come out from Abimelech, and devour the lords of Shechem, and Beth Millo, and let fire come out from the lords of Shechem, and from Beth Millo, and devour Abimelech." And Jotham escaped and fled and went to Beer and lived there, for fear of Abimelech his brother.